Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Happy Friday to you. It is time for the Cave Show. This is PLR. Got some good topics to talk about today. It's Friday, y'all. T.O. is still not going to show up to Ken. Thoughts? I will share mine with you. RG3 looked pretty good last night because we had some real hitting football. Talk about what a rookie that the fans are clamoring for. Talk about what he looked like last night. The Yankees got smashed last night. Is that a sign of things to come? We'll talk about this. We'll get all this stuff in today here on the Cave Show. Like I said, this is PLR. Thank you for joining me on a Friday. Last day of the week, we had to get it in, get ready for the weekend. Big weekend, Hall of Fame induction tomorrow. Great speeches. I'm sure they're going to be. I'm looking forward to hearing some of them. 25 minutes, I think they have. Is that going to be enough for Ray Lewis? It's a lot of time to talk. A lot of time. Selfishly want to hear Robert Brazil's speech. He played with the great, late great Walter Payton down in Texas, and it's always good to see a historical black college guy still get in from so many years ago. Never missed a game. Only guy since 1962 that get drafted to never miss a game. And I'm giving way too much here. Listen, we're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights, local in Chandler, Arizona. Get out there, let them know the PLR sent you. You can get 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Maduro is now also serving beer and wine. Get you a locker, backs up to a humidor. Never, ever worry about your sticks going bad. You can watch so many TV. Sit there and relax. Plenty of couches, plenty of seats, plenty of everything. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Chandler Heights at Alma School in Chandler, Arizona. Again, let them know if PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of any cigar purchase. Gave you a list of things. It's Friday. Friday's pretty much a free-for-all. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Hopefully we get a little bit into the list that I had as well. Telephone number, calling number, Kerry Lackey, Law Line, 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. I have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. Appreciate it. You're on the Cave Show. This is PLR. To whom do I have the privilege of speaking to?
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou.
Lou, my friend. How are you?
All right. So, did you happen to watch the Hall of Fame game last night?
I did. And you know what? I didn't finish it till about 2 a.m. I had to go out for a little while last night. I DVR'd. Can't believe I stayed up until 2 a.m. watching a preseason meaningless game. But it did involve my Chicago Bears, so I didn't have an option.
All right. Well, my brother will like that. So anyway, I thought RG3 had an impressive performance despite being out over a year and a half.
I 100% agree with you. I think he looked really well. And it's funny, we keep talking about Lamar Jackson pushing Flacco, and they drafted him to push Flacco and to push Flacco. You know, Lou, it may be RG3 that's pushing Flacco to do better if he's going to play like this.
I think Flacco's done.
Well, this is the last year of that ridiculous contract, so either he has to put up or shut up. He can't play like he's played the last couple of years, that's for sure.
Yeah, ever since the Super Bowl victory,
he got paid after that.
Anything.
He got paid after that, but I'll tell you something that I saw, a stat that I saw last night that I found very, very interesting. The Bears started Chase Daniels last night. As I had mentioned yesterday, we're going to sit Mitch Trubisky. In 10 years of being in the league, Chase Daniels had one touchdown, one interception. That's it. Never started a game. But he's been in the NFL for 10 years as a backup. I want someone to find me a better gig than that. This guy has probably averaged about $8, $9 million a year for 10 years, and he hasn't played hardly ever. Please tell me a better gig than that one, Lou.
Yeah, I wish I had an answer for that one, but, yeah, I got to agree with you on that, though. But Flacco has done nothing since the Super Bowl victory, and, you know, I think his, you know, best days are behind him.
Oh, I agree with you. And I think it's been that way for a while now. I think it's been that way for a while. It's just a matter of someone actually taking the job from him.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I'm sure it's coming. So, you know, they drafted Lamar Jackson. They brought in RG3. He's definitely going to get pushed. But, you know, they're not just going to hand the reins over to him. I think if they get off to a bad start, that's when we'll possibly see. Now, the question that I'm going to have for the Ravens, are they going to carry three quarterbacks? Because a lot of teams now only carry two. So will they carry the total contract? No, will they carry three quarterback contracts?
That's a lot.
It is a lot. The one good thing, though, is you got one on a rookie deal, and you know they didn't pay RG3 a lot of money. So that's going to help them a lot with being able to carry the three if that's what they decide to.
Yeah, well, we'll have to wait and see. Yeah. Now,
what do you think of Lamar Jackson?
Oh, like another decent performance. Just think though, Chicago would have made the extra point; they would have tied the game. Oh boy.
I know. Then we would have had overtime preseason football. Thank God they missed it.
Yes. But you mentioned whether the Yankees should they be concerned? Well, maybe a little bit to be concerned because you know you got three players either injured or ill because of, you know, what happened with J.A. Happ over the past few days.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's why I said yesterday.
Yeah, foot and mouth disease.
Not only that, but you can't get swept. You, at worst, you have to split. This is a team you don't want to be 9.5 games down to because I just don't think you're going to turn around and catch them. I really don't. And I'm not saying that as a knock. I'm just speaking truth. So they've got to find a way to get at least two of these games. At worst, they have to find a way to get two of tonight or this series.
I mean, they had a 4-0 lead.
Savino.
Yeah.
And they exploded. And the rest of us as well. Well, hopefully Luis Severino can right the ship tonight. I believe he's on the mound against Rick Porcello. So we'll hopefully that matchup is good for them.
Yeah, I mean, 4-0 lead, and yet they got blown out anyway.
Yep.
Just unreal.
The faucet opened, Lou, and it didn't turn off. I'm gonna tell you something. I know that's your area over there, that New York area. If you want to see that game today on StubHub or Vivid Seats or whatever the heck you want to go through, you're looking at about $58 a ticket for the worst seat in the house tonight. Okay, Cleveland and the Angels, $78. That's the most expensive ticket price for the night. But you can go and see your New York Mets for as low as $4 a ticket. had you in your lifetime, even in the 80s when they were good, with Strawberry and Hernandez and Doc, you could have found a $4 ticket in the 80s. Now with the prices the way they are and everything the way that it is, you can get a ticket for $4. What does that say about the Mets organization right now?
The Mets organization has gone completely south. They're in shambles right now.
I never in my life thought I would see that you can get a ticket to see the Mets cheaper than you can get a ticket to see the Florida Marlins.
Florida Marlins need to be contracted.
So.
And now they stay in business. They don't draw anybody. They don't really have a lot of winning seasons. Not a lot of great success behind them. Jeter thought they were going to turn us into a contending team, and they haven't done anything, even though it's only his first year. But still, they have not done anything.
They have not done anything, but I'll say this about them. They have not been a laughingstock this year that everyone thought they would be.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You know, the Mets, the Reds, the White Sox, the Orioles have actually all been more of a disappointment than the Marlins. And I say to anyone in those teams to go out and do well and win a division and do anything magnificent or spectacular. But when Derek Jeter was giving away guys to his old team and basically fire selling just about everyone out of town, and I told you that come August the 3rd, that their record of 46-64 would be better than the Mets, would be better than the Royals, would be better than the White Sox, would be better than the Orioles. There's no way you would have believed me.
Uh-huh.
Would be better than the Padres, just about the same as the Reds. There's no way anyone would have believed that.
No.
But
and I checked the Walker things. Yankees still have a good solid lead. They're 5.5 ahead.
Oh, they're getting in the playoffs. They're getting in. Without a doubt. And right now, to be Aaron Judge would have helped them last night, unless he was able to hit 5 home runs. It's pitching.
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd say that, but the Yankees are actually struggling with pitching. And it's funny because at the trade deadline, that's what they went out and got. Pitching, pitching, pitching. But now everyone sees their pitchers and they're hitting, hitting, hitting. So
they've
got to find a way to get it together. Plenty of time left. No panic button. And when I said,
should
you be worried? Yeah, I mean, worried about the division winning it, but not worried about making the playoffs. But they
got to
get their pitching together. But they got to get their pitching together. Otherwise, everything they throw up there is like the old honeymoon. It's bang, zoom, and it's gone to the moon, Alex.
Yeah, well,
I don't think
it's going to come to that.
It looked like it last night. I mean, it was home run. The only home runs that were hit more were the Dodgers, who just 7 jacks last night against the Brewers.
Yeah, that was a blow right there.
Yep. And then, of course, the Diamondbacks found a way to lose. They left 11 men on base last night, never got anyone going, struck out in key situations, didn't really move runners over.
That's pathetic. When you have 11 men on base, you can't even score a run. That is pathetic.
It is. It was a terrible night. Terrible night. They took advantage of absolutely nothing. They had Baumgartner on the mound. You get 11 runners on him. Between him and his bullpen, you got to get those runs across. There's absolutely no excuse for that.
Yeah, I mean, how do you do that? I mean, you don't get any – with 11 men on base, you don't get anybody to score.
So, tough night. Tough night all around. I expect the Yankees to play better tonight. I expect the Diamondbacks to play better tonight. I think the Brewers will play better tonight. So, we'll see what happens. Cubs are actually playing right now.
Yep.
They're trying to stretch their lead. And – I think they got the Padres at home, so teams will start separating. Now, Lou, the good teams and the bad teams will start separating. So it's just a matter of time.
Wait, say that again?
I said this is a time of year where teams start separating. The good teams will start pulling away. The bad teams will start fading away.
Exactly.
So that's where we are, my friend.
Well, I normally think about that when it starts to hit June, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the best three teams in baseball all resided in the American League right now. And then I'm going to say the next few teams after that are the Dodgers and the Cubs. So we'll see. We'll see how this all breaks down.
Right. Yeah. Of course, you know, we'll still have plenty of time between now and the end of September.
Yes. Yep. It's going to get good. Or it's going to get better. It's going to get more exciting, more interesting, and it'll be fun.
I was going to say, it's only going to get better.
Yes, it is.
And I'll break down the divisions tomorrow night on my program, actually, so I can keep everybody up to date.
Tell everyone where they can get you at, my friend.
Sure. We're on it's on the In the Zone Sports Network. The show is the Enhanced Sports Show. We're on 4 to 6 your time, 6 to 8 my time. The number is 929-477-3688. We'll break down the divisions in baseball. We'll recap the both Hall of Fames in NFL and MLB. Breaking news as it happens, and who knows what else will happen. So if you get time, call in.
All right, my friend. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time this Friday, and hopefully you have a good weekend.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Good friend of the program, Lou. Always good to catch up with him. Switching back to football for a second here. RG3 looked really good last night. He really did. I'm really rooting for RG3. I really hope he gets it together. I really hope that he ends up being the backup. Look, I heard people slamming Lamar Jackson today. For what? Listen, if you're going to slam Darnell Jackson, the kid up in Buffalo, I can't think of his name right now, any of these guys that are drafted, Baker Mayfield, after their first preseason game, you are just looking for a reason to talk about people. You are. You're just hating for the sake of hating. You want to grandstand. You want to take your shirt off, bang on your chest. See, I told you Lamar Jackson couldn't play. Told you. See, I told you that Baker Mayfield was too short. I told you that doggone Josh Darnold, he held out too long, and now he's about. I told you that. Guys, people, your first day on the job, how'd you do? Did you know everything already? Did you have to sit your ass down and take instructions? If you're a bank teller, your first time online, how'd you do? If you work at a call center, your first call, how'd you do? If you're drilling holes in the ground, how'd that first hole come out? If you're a tree trimmer, how'd that first bark come? First haircut, was it better than your last haircut that you gave, or was it better than the first? Come on. I think it's funny how everything is instantaneous, and if they don't perform right away, I told you so. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to cast judgment on these kids after one game. Makes absolutely no sense. If you're doing that, you're just saying, look at me, I told you so. Look at me, I'm right. Look at me over here. I'm the genius sports guy. Yada, yada, yada. Well, you're not. And you don't look like genius sports guy. Not after one game. Preseason game, the very first game, the very first time live bullets are flying at him. You don't look smart by throwing him under the bus. But it was an entertaining game. I am still fascinated about Chase Daniels. Bears signed a $10 million, $7 million guaranteed. That's a lot of money. Could I be very good? Be very good at all? Why am I whispering? Because I don't want word to get out that my Bears have another backup. That's not very good. No, he is good at cashing them checks, though. And I'm not mad at him. Not mad at him at all. Cash those checks, man. He's going to live a good life. And his knees are going to feel good. And his hips are going to work. Good for him. Well, Ohio State practice got underway today. There's a gag order. Coaches can't speak. Players can't speak. No one can speak. They got tape all over the mouth. No word has come out yet on Urban Meyer. And I don't think it's going to come out anytime soon. The way they've broken this up, there's a panel of six people. Three people basically have nothing to do with football. Or three people do. They're trying to find the best and most fair way. I'm still on the bandwagon that I don't believe there's no way he didn't know. I don't know any wife that would keep that from their husband. I don't know any husband that gets up there and says, my wife is my pillar. My wife is my strength. We share everything. We've been married for 29 years. This is great. This is what we do. We are the married couple you want to be like. We're that couple that when you go in and take your holiday photos, we're there with the matching sweaters and the white collar shirt sticking out from the bottom of that matching sweater, wearing our khaki pants or our black pants. We know all the words to all the holiday songs. We have all the candy out for all the trick-or-treaters. All the trick-or-treaters know to come to our house because we give the best candy. We have the best ornaments up over the holidays, over Christmas. Snow, if it doesn't fall on the block, it falls on our lawn. We're that couple. But I don't know if she told him that his assistant was beating up his wife. They're really close with everything else, but I'm not sure about that. On the Carrie Lackey Law Line right now, the one, the only Cuban cowboy, Tony Capobianco. Tony, what's up, buddy?
Just here for the crunch time. One more hour till we all just enjoy the weekend, huh?
Well, I was just saying how Urban Meyer, his wife, allegedly didn't tell him what was going on. I said, Urban Meyer, the way he talked about his wife and their family, they're that couple sitting there with the matching sweaters over Christmas with the white collared shirt sticking out, and their house is the house on the block that gets the snow when nobody else's house does, with all the ornaments and the snowman, and over Halloween they have all the best candy and all the kids know to go there, and they're the perfect couple. And then it comes to one of his assistants abusing his wife, and we're not sure if Urban knew about it.
I basically would just say that this is where holier than thou gets you nowhere.
Hey, I was talking about your team a little bit earlier while I have you on the line. Our friend Lou had called in. And I said, you know what? We can laugh at the Marlins if we want to. We can do all that. But when the when the White Sox and the Orioles and the Reds and the Padres and a handful of other teams are worse than the Marlins, maybe we shouldn't be laughing at Derek Jeter as much as everyone wanted to when the season started.
Yeah, at least the Marlins have a direction of where they want to go. At least there's like a set plan. The hell kind of plan do you guys have? Now, I know that the White Sox are trying to do the same thing. Like, they have a couple of studs waiting in Charlotte. But the Reds have three All-Stars and nothing. The Royals have nothing, except maybe one guy who laughs like a jackal. Like, there isn't – the teams are really bad. Like, the Mets. The Mets can put all the money in the world that wasn't taken for Ponzi schemes onto their team and still be worse than the Marlins. Right now, the Marlins are third place in the American League Central.
National League. You said
they
would be,
they're third place right now, just by record wise. They are third place in the American League
Central. Oh, I got it. I got you.
They're better than Tigers, the White Sox, and the Royals.
Oh, the Royals look horrific. So, no, I'm with you. Did you know if you want to go to a Mets game today, you can do so for the low, low, low price, one-time price of
$4? It got that bad?
It will cost you more to take the train to the stadium and back home than it would to actually get in the game.
Now, where exactly were we talking about? Like, all the way up at Ohio, or maybe within range of sneaking into the good seats?
I don't know. Does it matter, though? I mean, $4 to get in a major league game with today's prices, there should never be a $4 ticket to get into a major league baseball game. That's minor league price. That's more than a minor league ticket. I bet you can't find a minor league game that's $4 tonight on a Friday night.
No, you could. And I tried. You can't even get to the Marlins for that much. The only time you were able to get a $4 ticket to a Marlins game was that one weekend in June where they were trying to party like it's 1993. But you can't get a $4. You could get a $4 ticket to a college basketball game in Odessa.
No. That's where the Mets have fallen. And they're
you can't even get a bite of pizza for $4 in New York.
You can't. And the whole, here's the thing. Their one hope for putting some excitement in this season went out the window when Tim Tebow broke his wrist. That was it.
You think when he comes back, they could activate him off the DL and call it a resurrection?
He's not coming back this year, from what I understand.
That was
next
year.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, he'll be
doubt.
Back next year.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, so let's get back for the DL. We'll call it a resurrection.
Hey, real quick, did you watch the game?
Tim Tebow returned.
Did you watch the game last night? I know we're running out of time, but did you watch the Hall of Fame game last night?
Nah.
No.
Was I supposed to?
I don't know. I watched it. It was my Bears, so I had to.
And we upgraded to, we're talking about practice. Now we're playing games.
Oh, man.
Mitchell
Trubisky didn't
play, but who cares?
There were people trashing Lamar Jackson after his very first preseason game. Take that, was hilarious. We got 30 seconds. T.O. being too petty or too sensitive, should he have shown up at the Hall of Fame induction?
I say all of the above.
I agree.
But I also feel like they reluctantly let him in as a Hall of Fame. Like, if they had the chance,
they
wouldn't. But their numbers prevented them. So, like, yeah, well, screw you guys. I'll just hang out with my folks.
I think it's funny that you have Bill Polian saying he wouldn't have got – if it was up to him, he wouldn't have got in. What the hell is Bill Polian talking about?
If it was up to him, Lamar Jackson would be a slot receiver.
Exactly. In Canada. Tell me when I didn't get a hold of you.
Guys, we're in the sports cave. My article just started a new NFL preview series. So my first team that I'm looking at just came off the website is Washington Smith's last stand as quarterback. You can read that right now.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you, my man. Have a good weekend.
You too. Enjoy it.
All right, buddy. The one and only Tony Capobianco, Cuban Cowboy, called in on the Carry Like Law Line. You can get us on social media at Sports Cave, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. Cave is always with a K, like he said, sportscave.com, where Cave is always with a K. You get me at PLR on Sports on Twitter. Until next week, everyone have a good, safe weekend. This has been the Cave Show. This is PLR. Take care.